Another source that Berachas Chazan needs a minion is from the pasuk in the Kehillah, which Kal is the Eda, which is 10. So it says it's plural of Kehal. Each Kal is 10. Sounds like that's actually 20. So it says no. It's part of Chalik bin Esar Lastrim. It doesn't. It's not logical to differentiate between 10 and 20 leintrim also regarding any halacha. And the Makel is the Amavay Lameima. And it means to say in general all types of kehilas, but it means one kehila, meaning it's plural of each one that has that to make the Berachas Chazan. Now, me b'shami, I actually b'shami dosh per makelas k'siv chas above that actually says without above, if it actually means singular and not plural. Next, there's matzah begins the gemara mezakel uber kanam. Someone merits a gift to a fetus; the fetus requires it. What bothers Tosis is that here Shmuel is saying mezakel uber kanam. I've got the Shmuel gubit pasuk Rabbi Yechon Zal Nimnu Shmuel himself brought the Rabbi Yechon Zal later on the Pnuch Chazan base. The Mak the Shmaya said the Yishda. There was someone sanctifies the handiwork of his wife Amayisachul in the excess, which is what he has the rights on. As in Michul and Dainon, the Mak should Dovashal Belayilam because the person cannot sanctify the handiwork which is not here yet. The Chalish can lid Dovashal Belayilam for sure that you cannot make this to something that's to, as a recipient that's not in the world. The guard trade, which is even worse, it means say pair coming to get like Bimah says and kidnap the Gimlan Bays. The Kama that Bimah says a fellow of Meir. Even when the Meir Doma Adam Magna Shabashal Belayilam, the person could be Magna, could acquire, could give over an acquisition of something that didn't come into the world. Hanami lid Dovashal Belayilam. That's only to somebody that's at least here. Now, Dovashal Belayilam, but to recipient that's not even here, Lo'ami didn't say that, so you see it's even worse. So how could we resolve the contradiction of Shmuel? So it says, Makamakam still Shmuel Chashab Obelayilam. One answer says Gizes. Oper, a fetus, is considered that's already here in the world. You just don't see it. It's covered inside, but it's here already. We have another approach of Shmuel. It's like Tvei, other Makin, Ladaba, Shleib, La'ilam. Actually, Shmuel holds the opposite. He actually holds you more could be Makin something to something that's not in the world yet, the Uber. Mimash Makin, Ladaba, Shleib, La'ilam, from fact, to be able to Makin something that's not yet in the world. But he's still getting the paracom and again. I, we have the Gemara within Gittin that says the opposite. Asi, Levin, Rav Huna. It's like Rav Huna, Chimitin, we hold this one, Rav Nachman. To be headless, what else? Rav Huna, we hold, we see Rav Nachman also explicitly the exact opposite of Rav Huna. Ravuna is lay, Ravuna holds the pair's deckle that the fruits of a tree mishabola oil once it's in the world and your halal we cannot retract. Yeah, the Gabba Uber when you did it before, when you made the king before him. Gabba Uber come regarding the fetus, I said, Ablish, they would call the Ibn is born. No, the Uber is not Kainam. It's Rav Nachman, but the opposite. Like Shdelekon, when the Uber is born, it does acquire it. Uber pays deckle come where the fruits of the tree, he says, Ephraim Shabbala oil, your halal, but even when it comes to the world, you could back out. So you see that you could say Shmuel also would hold the exact opposite of Ravuna. Next is Masa, that brings the word Digmar, which Shaykh Lamanav belongs to Lamanav, Hayru Beisil. We do find the terminology of ruling of Beisil as a Chumra. Now, Tosis points out that that story, Gabi Hilna Amalka, Avagav Dim Beis Chashmin, or Hosea, even that she was from the Hasel Chashmin Noam, Shadi Emun Bezamelach, she was the mother of Bezamelach, Malchus Beis Chashmin Noggin, and we like more than Yemen of Laman Zayman Alp. Malchus Hordes, and the Malchus of Hordes, maybe Shalach 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 which was after Malchus Chashmin Noam, was only 103 years, the last 103 years in Bifnei Habayis before it was destroyed, and the Hill in Ognis Yosef, Achal Shun La'ach Malchus Hordes, and Hill was only the ruler only 3 years after Malchus Hordes, because I mean, like the Moses of Shabbos at Zavam Menav, Hill B'Shem and Gimli B'Shem and Ognis Yosef Bifnei Habayis Meishon, but the last 100 years, so that's obviously way after Malchus Beis Chashmin Noam. Although he was only Nasi later on, but at that point already, by Hilna Malka, he already had students who already gave this ruling of the base of Hill. Next, as Matt begins to emerge, that's also Shaykh Lamanav. But Habayi is Amon Jonas Amon Haba. He was Amon Amered on Amona, and you're saying that you don't have that when it's Amon Amered Amona, which says Lav Davka Amona. It's not really that Rus was Amon because she nisla Malka, when she married Malka, she actually was not Jewish. It's not considered that she was ever widowed. Kim the Bula, but since she had obviously a relationship, she was a Amon Chasam. We consider like a Amon regarding the halacha of brachas. Next to Smata, being the Digmar Shaykh Lamanav, belongs to Lamanav, but Amonish Nasas Labacher, whereas when you have a widow married to a man who was never married, the Kiman changed name Amonim, since they're not both widowers, if Labacher Shabbat, then you do make the brachas all 7 days. Next to Smata, being the Digmar Shabbat, like it says in the Possible, because boys are Sarah Nashim, boys took 10 men, which in the second Kala, the Maisa Kra, the Brisa brings, the Possible, the Rivarchas Rivka, as we're saying, the source of 10 people for the minion, for the Shabbat brachas, here brings the Possible that they blessed Rivka. Says Taisus, that it seems like that they're learning it from that pasuk. But Rivka, so then you can say the husband berachas eris, and that was talking about when she was getting engaged, which that was actually the case. So the bracha berachas nesuin, and he was regarding the bracha of nesuin. So different sources. But since you shlumin b'sham shesh lebrach berachas eris and leisham is kedusha al yeshlech, you could learn out from there that you make a berachas eris for a woman that got engaged to a shlech. So really, as a shlecha, he was an agent. But since it's actually more of near das machna alma, it's really just an allusion. It's not really a source. That's torah lemishtamehos, and you don't really see 10 over there. And the lawyer passed the krum of berachos, and the simple understanding of the post is not talking about the bracha berachos, it's just talking about a different bracha that they say, chasena atayib, etc. So it really is not really a source, just an allusion to this idea. He says, with the words he says, I'm based the in the bracha even when they get engaged, they make the brachas because he's going to be secluded. So why? What does that have to do with things? It says, because we say a kal without a bracha, husband, like a nidam, since he would have be with our not for the purpose of chuppah when they're engaged, or some bracha mitchilah, they make a bracha first, because they should take a kal bracha, that she shouldn't be forbidden them like a nidam. The one who didn't finish with a bracha of the Shem, just like we find when you make a bracha on fruits, which it's not a lengthy bracha, but it's not a long bracha. And you can't compare it to Kiddush, which is very long. The one who does conclude a bracha of the Shem, just like you have a Kiddush, where you make a bracha of the Shem because it's long, it's also considered long. Rashi explained the Mishum of Lashon Kedusha, he chasm about Kamar Kedusha, just like it's a terminology of Mekadesh, just like Kiddush, which is you make Kedushim, it says in there, that doesn't be correct. Well, what does Kiddush have to do with Kedusha just because it has the same word? It says that's a little bit difficult, Mandalay Chasm, but the one that does not finish over the Baruch Hashem, Mashnam Berchazat Torah. Why is the Berchazat Torah, the Chasmin, the way you end off, Ba'asha Bachabanu, Ba'asha Bachabanu, Avagab the Berchazaris, and Avichat Femin, even the Berchazaris is even longer than that. So why would you end up with Baruch Hashem over there and out of here? So it says, maybe Taka that Bandam would actually not make a chasima by Berachas HaTorah, just like over here. Next, it's not with the word you're going to make every single day by Shabbat Berachas by the Shabbat Shabbat Mishnah as long as there's a new face. Which I'm reader re-explains the Pan Chadashas, this new face, in Kodal B'nei Adam Shemar B'Mishvil HaSim Chayos. Obviously, you only call that by people that actually increases joy more because they're coming. I the Shabbos, the Chashvin Pan Chadashas, that we consider as new face, the Minba, that God said, Mishvil Mishabbos, that sing a song for the day of Shabbos, my Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a Pan Chadash, there's a new phase that comes over here, so Nemeshi, we should sing a song. So they say, yeah, Hasan Nami, there also, every Shabbos, even when I'm a new person, we increase the honor of for Shabbos with joy and mitzvah, that therefore Shabbos is automatically considered as Pan Chadash.